Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Damien Havnen with your 7 News briefing for Tuesday, December 14. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is responsible for a surge in new cases recorded in the state. Another 804 cases were confirmed in New South Wales today, the biggest daily increase since October 2. Of those, 21 were Omicron, taking the total number of cases of the new variant to 85. But that figure is expected to rise in the coming days, with a number of social gatherings leading to super spreading events. It comes as the state prepares to drop most mask and density restrictions from tomorrow. Queensland police are investigating the deaths of infant twins with special needs at a private residence in the state's far north. Emergency services were called to an apartment block in Cairns yesterday morning. Paramedics performed CPR on the two children, but they were unable to be revived. A police spokesperson confirmed this morning that the Cairns Child Protection Investigation Unit was investigating the deaths. And researchers are warning of a giant species of mosquito, which may be seen following severe weather and flooding in regional New South Wales. There have already been reports of giant mosquitoes making a nuisance of themselves in western New South Wales after the floods. CSIRO mosquito expert Brendan Truen says the wet weather provides ideal breeding conditions for mosquitoes and a heightened risk of the diseases they carry. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.